as a fellowship worship meeting have to do with our Lord
and Savior Jesus Christ. Most of the hymns, if not all of them, the scriptures that was read, the prayer that was given, points to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as my brother rightly said, if the amount of us that's sitting here this morning, if all of us know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and he should come this moment, we will be caught up to meet our Lord and Savior. But how sad it would be if there's someone in here who hear all the hymns, everything that went on, and you decide to not trust the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the last messages or warning that our Lord Jesus Christ gave before he went up to glory, he told his disciple to preach the gospel, to minister the word. And his disciples took those words seriously. In the book of Acts, those disciples and some of the deacons went around as Jesus warned them to go and preach the gospel, beginning at Jerusalem. This morning, our Jerusalem is Good Tidings and our community. And beloved, every time you listen to the news, when last you hear some good news, whether you listen to the TV, the phone, the radio, bad news. And that tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ soon put in his appearance. And beloved, he's coming. There's no two ways about it. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, he came into this world for one specific purpose, and that is to redeem us back to himself. If you are here this morning and you do not know him as your Lord and Savior, then I hope that when you leave through these doors, you can give God praise and thanks for bringing you here to hear his word. Amen. The scripture was to be read by someone, but unfortunately, it was not read. So I'm going to read the scriptures. Acts chapter 8, begin to read from verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queens of Ethiopian, who had the charge of her treasures and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scriptures which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, And like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? And Philip said and said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way, meaning the eunuch, on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his precious word. Let us pray. Eternal God and Father, we thank you this morning for this wonderful day that you have made us a part of. Lord God and Father, we thank you for bringing us here and for the reason for why we are here. We thank you, O God, that we're taking the early part of this morning to worship and to praise you because thou art a God who loved us with an everlasting love. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into this world for our redemption. And Lord God and Father, we thank you for those who have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. But Lord God and Father, we pray that if there's anyone in here this morning who have not yet trusted you, Lord God, as the eunuch was coming from worship, but there was something that he did not understand, and that was the scripture of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And as he read it, we thank you, O God, for sending an angel to speak to Philip, that he would speak to the eunuch. And we thank you, O God, that he listened to the word and recognized that he needed to be saved. And we thank you, O God, that he gave his life a ransom. Only eternity will tell how many people he has witnessed to when he reached home. But Lord God and Father, we thank you for Philip. We thank you for Peter and all the disciples who preach the word, and for all those who come to know you, whom to know is life eternal. Lord God and Father, I pray that you will hide me behind the cross so that nothing of myself will be seen, but that thy word will go forth. And if there's anyone in here this morning who do not know you, we pray, O God, that they will come to know you before time changes to eternity. We give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let me put on my mic. As I read the scripture,
I remind you that Peter, the great preacher in Acts chapter 2, the scripture said that he preached the word, and over 3,000 Jews trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Why? Because they were come from different parts of the world, and when they came to that part of the world where Peter and all the other disciples were, the scripture said there was 120 disciples, 12 apostles, and they preached the word of God. And when they heard the word of God, the scripture said in Acts 2, verse 37, Acts 2, verse 37, I believe they will show it on the screen. Okay. Now when they heard this, meaning the word of God preaching by Paul, Peter, verse 35, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked to the in their heart, meaning they were convicted when they heard the gospel preach. They were convicted and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For this promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words, he testified, meaning Peter testified and exhorted, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. The first gospel message that was preached after Jesus went up to glory. And Jesus Christ told Peter and the rest of the apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Why? Because Jesus came here for one specific purpose, and that was to save mankind. And there are many parts of this scripture that I'm going to point to you where Peter, Philip, and many of the other disciples, they travel around preaching the word. Not that it was easy, because they were under persecution. Because the way how they preached the word, the Jews who should have known the gospel from the Old Testament, many of them did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Savior of the world. But so Jesus went to Calvary on that behalf, because they did not believe. And they believed that he was preaching a gospel that was not the real thing. And Jesus Christ, our Savior, was crucified. He died, he buried, but he was not in the grave. He spent 3 days in there, and then he arose from the dead. He spent 40 days traveling around so that the world at that time knew that he was not in the grave anymore. And then before he went up to glory, he told the disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Teach the word, and the disciples believe that, and they practice it. Let's look at another scripture. Chapter 8. Then they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip preached, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. for unclean spirit crying with loud voice came out of many, and those that were possessed them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed, and there were great joy in that city. Listen to this now. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that he himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying that this man is the great power in him is the great power of God. There are times when we listen to preachers on TV, and they are telling you, some of them are telling you how great they are. Some of them are giving what they call holy water. Some are giving oil and telling you how to use it. And if you use it, you are going to be free from sin and you're going to be rich. Let me tell you something. This man, Simon, was one of them. He listened to those, he let those people believe in him that he was some great man. And they believe in him. But the great God that we serve sent the preacher by the name of Philip. And when he preached the word, the people who used to believe in this sorcery, who gave people to believe that he was some great man, the scripture said he himself believed, but he was not totally convicted. Why I say that? Look at verse 13. Verse 12. But when they believed Philip preaching the word, the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, there were baptized both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, behold, the miracle, the sign which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was not fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon, meaning the man who believed in witchcraft, saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hand, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Listen carefully. He offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps through thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon, meaning the same witch doctor, witch man that believe in witch, and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. What this man was doing, he claimed that he had accepted the Lord Jesus. But when he realized that Peter and John pray and touch those folks that were believed, that believed, he comes. He feels that he needs that gift, but he doesn't know that the gift of God, money cannot buy it. And he asked Peter and John to cause him to do the same thing. He will pay for it. But my beloved, money cannot buy the word of God. Money cannot buy salvation. You have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him as your Lord and Savior. There are many times when we see a lot of folks coming here, and I give God thanks, and I believe most of us as believers are happy to see. We begin to see people, men and women, boys and girls come and pay us a visit. This morning we have a few visitors, and we give God thanks that you are here. My beloved sister, you testify that you are from Jamaica, and you attend church there. And I trust that what you said is not just from your lips, but from your heart, that you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if there's anyone else in here who just come to church because you were passing by and you believe that this is a place you would like to come, the Lord Jesus Christ sent you here. Philip was sent to the Ethiopian eunuch by an angel. And he came, and Philip obeyed. Those of us as believers, we have a very important job to do on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every time that we listen to the news, it's bad news. Some things happening in the world. In Ukraine, a whole lot of people died between last night and this morning. And in other parts, even in America, who are saved this morning in here. There was a time when we were not saved, but we listened to the voice of God. Maybe through another preacher, or through the Spirit of God, or through an angel. You know, one of the things that I realized just by reading this scripture, how many times God used the Spirit of God or an angel to speak to us. And that's why so many of us are here this morning who knows the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are here and you do not know him, he's speaking to you. He didn't just send you here to sit down because it's cold outside, but because he wants you to know him as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ died for that one specific purpose. And Philip went and stood by the wayside and hearing the man reading the scripture. And Philip, through the word of God, said to him, do you understand what you are reading? And thanks be to God the way how the Ethiopian eunuch answered him. How can I, except some man should guide me? And he commanded his chariot to stand still and invite Philip up in the chariot. And I believe Philip spent a long time with him, because Philip was able to walk from where he was preaching. But when he finished with the Ethiopian eunuch, the scripture said the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. I believe he spent a time with him that he would have to walk back where he was preaching. But the Lord God and Father realized that Philip had did his job by ministering to that man, so that he realized that he need to be born again. And not only born again, but he need to be baptized if he trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And the scripture said they came to a place where there were water. And he said to Philip, here is water. What just prevent me from being baptized? And Philip asked him the very most important question. If you believe, I will baptize you. And the Ethiopian eunuch said, yes, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he died for my sin. Therefore, the scripture said, the boat went down into the water and were baptized. My dear friends, if you're here this morning and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, there's only one out of two places you and I will go when you die. The place called hell is not just a story. There are some folks who do not want to preach about hell. But let me tell you something. In hell, there is no lack of memory. Every time you hear the gospel and you fail to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are telling the Lord no. And you are telling the enemy yes. And when you die and you go to hell, there is no repentance there. And there's no lack of memory. You will always remember that Jesus Christ died for your sin. You will always remember that you heard the invitation and you turn it down. But praise be to God for the most of us are here this morning, that when we get the call, when we heard the gospel preach, it could have been in an assembly like this, it could be off the radio, it could be on television, and you were convicted. And not only you were convicted, but you do like what those 3,000 souls did. They asked the question, men, what must we do? And Peter and the other apostles said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that guides each believer, each day. Each morning we wake up and we thank God for a night's rest. We thank him for waking us up. If we are traveling out, like many of us have to drive on the road and the way the road is today, and you ask the Lord, Lord, please guide me. Please protect me. Please deliver me from harm and from danger. And all of us who are here today, we are here because we continue to let the Lord be our guide, be our strength, be our deliverer. And if you do not know the Lord, he's also saving you, so that you can hear the word one more time and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Not like this man who he claimed he trusts the Lord, but then he wanted to buy the gift of God with money. The gift of God is not for sale. It's not for sale. God blesses us and God will bless you and he will make you be the person who he wants you to be. There's nothing that the Lord will not do for you in his word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will guide you. He will satisfy you. He will comfort you. And then when you leave this earth, you will meet our Savior, the one that we've been talking about this morning, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth for this one specific purpose, to die for our sins. And he loved each one of us so much, even though we did not love him. But Jesus Christ came. He died. He was buried. He rose again. And this morning, he's sitting on the right hand of God the Father. You know what he's doing? He's making intercession for those of us who are believers and for you who do not know him as Lord and Savior. He's saying to you, I love you. Trust me. Let me guide you. Let me lead you. Let me protect you. Let me deliver you from all the things around. You know, last week one day, a six-year-old boy went home, took his mother's gun, and went back to school and shot one of his teachers. 6 years old. You see the world that we're living in today? If you have children, one of the things that I thank the Lord for is that the Sunday school over here is now growing again. And just before I close, I want to tell you something. If you have children, if you have grandchildren, if you have nieces and nephews, send them to Sunday school. Send them here. If you want a van to pick them up, we have a van that will pick them up. You know why Sunday school is good? Most of us in here grew up in the Sunday school and we hear the word of God preach. And some of us trust the Lord very early because we mentioned that hell is hot and most of us know what pain we can feel if you burn your hand on the stove. But as we grow more and more, we realize it's more than just that hell is hot. What is that? God loved us so much that he prepared folks here, my beloved brother, to teach the Sunday school with all the other teachers. And one by one, these young people are trusting the Lord. If we have what is called a Awana here, that's another class we have where we teach young people to serve the Lord, to love the Lord, to obey their teacher, to obey their parents. So many of us do not have parents that we can obey. Many of us here have a mother and we have no father. Yes, you have a father, but you do not know who he is. And sometime at home, mommy is so stressed out that they love when you leave home. When you go on the street late at night and see young people, especially young boys out there robbing people. Why? Because they do not have somebody to say, thou shalt not steal. The things that we learn at a very early age, sometimes we have no one to teach us. But thanks be to God for our good tidings. If you are here this morning and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, trust him today before it's forever too late. You do not know what's going to happen when you leave through these doors. God has brought you here to listen to the word of God, to listen to the gospel. Just like this man, the scripture said, after he was baptized, he went on his way rejoicing. You know why he was rejoicing? Because he now was transformed from just a man who riding in a chariot to a man who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Only God knows what he did when he went back home. How many people he preached the gospel to. You can be the same person. When you go home, you can talk to your family. Most of us have a family member who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And the Lord wants us to people, give a track, and live a life that when they see you, they realize that you are different. They're out there in the world that we live in. You talk to somebody, and all they can tell you is curse words. But thanks be to God for the book called the Bible. Everything that you want to know about God is written in this book. And the way how to trust him as your Lord and Savior. You know, the scripture said back in Acts chapter 2, that those that trust the Lord, let's look at it again and then I close. Acts chapter 2, verse 40, when the scripture said, and with many other words did they testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayer. What a change is made in the lives of one or in the lives of many who trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can get up in the morning and pray to God. You can come here on a Sunday morning and worship the Lord. You can tell others of his great love, how much he loved us, how much he cared for us. There's nothing that you need that is good for you or good for us that the Lord will not supply. He supplies our needs. We live in a time when everything is expensive. When you listen to the news, a simple thing like egg and all those things are expensive. But God will supply our need. He will not let us die for hunger. He will protect us. And what happened in other great parts of the great things, great part of the world, with building, when you look at the houses, collapses. People have nowhere to sleep. Let us continue to pray, because in everything that you see happening in the world, there are some believers there that is happening too. God loves us. He cares for us. He will protect us. He will deliver us from harm and from danger. So, dear friends, if you are here this morning, it's now a little over morning, it's going to afternoon. If you are here, God wants to save you. God wants to protect you. Do not leave here this morning without trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. He cares for us. He cares for you. And he wants to save you. He wants to give you eternal life. You will never go to heaven without trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm going to close in prayer. But just before I close, I just want to ask, if there's anyone in here, you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, do not go through these doors this morning, today, without calling on his name. We are willing to pray with you. We are willing to show you from God's word how you can be saved and know it. Please do not leave and go home the way you came in. God loves you and he wants to save you. Please, if you are here and you have never done that, we are willing to show you from his word how you can leave this place very happy. Not the way you came in, but you can leave here knowing that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior before time changes to eternity. Every day you hear of people being shot, people being hit down by a car and die. Some of them have no time to say, Lord, have mercy. But this morning or today, you have the time to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. And we'll pray for you. We'll give you a Bible and hope that you will come again to listen to the word of God. May God bless you for his blessed name's sake. Let us close. Eternal God and Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for who you are. We thank you that you are God who loves us. You are God who sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for one specific purpose, and that is to die for our sins. And he did that all the way to Calvary. He went for us. And those of us who know him, now we are free this morning. We are free today, free to serve him, free to witness for him, free to tell others of his divine love. And Lord God and Father, we pray that if there's anyone in here who do not know you this morning, that they will come to know you before time changes to eternity. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you the honor and the glory, because we ask it all in Jesus' worthy and precious name. Dear friends, don't go. You can ask any one of us. Tell us that you want to trust Jesus before time changes to eternity. And do that. Because we do not know when your eternity will come, when you can die. And if you do not know him, there's no salvation. There's no repentance in hell. So do it now. Today is your day to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen.